We are so delighted that you have joined us this morning on the Master's Call. My name is Minister Ada Grace, and at this time, ladies and gentlemen, dearly beloved brothers and sisters, would you go ahead and join me in a word of prayer? Dear Heavenly Father, we come before your throne this morning truly humble, truly thankful, totally satisfied in you, Lord. We thank you that you watched over us, each and every one of us over the night, and allowed us to be on this call this morning. We ask in the name of Jesus that this call will go forth with clarity and with power. We thank you for our founders of this call, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. We ask that you continue to bless them and keep them in your loving care. We thank you for the speaker that will come forth and give us a mighty word this morning. We thank you that it will flow and that you would that you've already downloaded a special word just for us, just for the Master Call listeners this morning. And we ask that you give them the strength and the clarity of thought to be able to deliver the message that you have given them, Lord God. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here this morning on this call. We serve notice to the devil. You are not welcome here, and you have no power or authority on this call. We thank you and we praise you, Lord, for this day is the day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We ask all these things in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen, amen. I want you to have a wonderful day, and remember, you can be totally satisfied in the Lord. I love you, and there's nothing you can do about that. And at this time, I'm going to turn the call over to our host. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Ada. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, woman of God. I love and appreciate you. Take it away.
Well, God bless you, and thank you. I love you too, my darling. I tell you, you're such a blessing for the body of Christ, and we thank God for you, Minister Ada. And, oh, my goodness, that tag, totally satisfied in the Lord Tuesday. It can't get any better than that. This is the day that the Lord have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning, TMC family, and welcome, welcome, welcome. We thank God for Minister Ada seating and greeting everyone this morning and opening us up with that powerful prayer. And we give God glory for you joining us this morning here on the Telecommunications Sanctuary, the TMC call. The Master's Call. I'm Brenda Terrell, and I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and we're so excited that you joined us this morning, and we thank God for this call being in progress. I'm telling you, we're going forward day by day in the Lord, because it started back in October 2010 by two appointed and anointed women of God, and they are our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. I tell you, God is doing a great thing, and we're expecting a blessing this year, because here is the fifth year in October, the fifth year representing grace, thank God, that he's doing a new thing, a great thing with the TMC call. Now, I tell you, if you're not familiar with the Master's Call, if this is your first time, let me give you a little history. We are based on the scripture, Psalm 88:13, and that scripture says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, we also have a mission statement, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So with that in mind, we tell you to invite your family and your friends and coworkers and tell them this is a wonderful, wonderful way to start their day. Now, we also have a website that you can visit, and it is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. Now, there you'll get to listen to the messages. They've been archived there, yes, for the past 5 years, believe it or not. And you'll also get a chance to see the bios of our speakers. Now, there periodically we do have times where we get to pray together. We'll have prayer directors back there that we all get together and pray for. And then you'll notice that this year we have a theme, and it says, in 2015, through me, miracles, signs, and wonders are seen. And we're definitely seeing that because God is showing himself mighty. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry, such as being a greeter, as Minister Ada did so eloquently, and then we have, you could be a host, which is what I'm doing right now, or you could share a word from the Lord. I know God's got a word in your belly. So you can do so by submitting that information to us at info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa and our yours truly will get in touch with you. Now, you also can, like if you have a word, you have prayer requests, praise reports, you can send that information as well. Now, we're blessed to be a part of a phenomenal God-ordained company, and it's a health and wellness company called Artists International, and we are helping people get healthier as well as wealthier. And in order to get more information about that, you can get with the person that invited you to this call, or you can go to the new morning motivational call, which is held right after this call, and that number is 530-881-1300. That's 530-881-1300. The PIN is 539-598-POUND, 539-598-POUND. And also with that number at 12 noon Central Time, Monday through Saturday, as well as 7 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Sunday, you can call that number along with guests, and you'll get information of and even with some testimonies of what our Red L'Viv is doing and how we use that product in order to get wealthier. Yes, you can become a millionaire in 90 days. And on that call, you'll get that information. It is well worth the 20 minutes. Now, I won't prolong the time because, I got to say this. Yes, all roads are leading to Las Vegas, Nevada, at the Luxor Hotel, where artists will be celebrating 25 years. Yes, we are strong, sound company that's been, I tell you, we're under faith, family, and lifestyle. So we'll be celebrating October 14th and 15th in Las Vegas, Nevada at the Luxor Hotel. So those that are distributors, go to your back office and get information, get registered, and get your tickets ready to go because it will be a blessing. Now, with that in mind, we're going to go forth into the Word of God because I know we are ready to hear from God himself. And through this mouthpiece, I know we're going to get a powerful word from the Lord. This woman of God was born in New York City, and she currently resides in Norcross, Georgia. Now, she received a B.S. in electrical engineering, which is powerful. She is a blessed woman of God. Called into the ministry in 2000, she is a member of the New Destiny Christian Ministries. But not only that, she has a Master's of Arts in Pastoral Counseling and a Master's of Divinity in Pastoral Ministry, and she's currently going towards her Ph.D. Now, Kai's most impressive accomplishment and blessing is being the proud mother of an amazing young man of God, and his name is Christopher. Now, we all share Christopher with her, okay, because when he's attending Central College in Danville, Kentucky, and when she sends us posts on what he's doing on that football field, we're all cheering for him, I tell you. And he is such an anointed and appointed man of God. We thank God for her raising him up in the knowledge and wisdom of God. She is also an artist distributor, and she's looking forward to whatever God has for her next. I'm getting out of the way to introduce to you and present to others none other than our friend, our sister, and a powerful woman of God, Minister Kai Brown. Are you there, Minister Kai?
I am here, Minister Brenda. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, woman of God. Take it away.
Thank you so much, Minister Brenda, for hosting the call, and Minister Ada for seating and greeting the people and opening us up in prayer. I want to thank Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts for this opportunity to once again come before the people of God. You never take it lightly when you go before God's people, because we know that he loves us and he doesn't want any hurt, harm, or danger to come to us. So you have to be very careful in what you speak to the people of God. So we're just going to go ahead and get right into the word, and we are going to start in Matthew 5, and we'll read verses 40 through 46. And if anyone wants to sue you and take your shirt, hand over your coat as well. If anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with them 2 miles. Give to them who ask, and do not turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you. You have heard it said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemy and pray for those who despitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be children of your Father in heaven. He causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and he sends rain on the just and the unjust alike. If you love those who love you, what rewards will you get? Are not even the tax collectors doing that? See, when I read this word, and as I read this scripture, God began to deal with me. Now, I've read this passage of scripture countless times, and never has it hit me like this. And what he gave me when I read this passage was, let it go. Let it go. So today's title is Let It Go. If somebody sues you for your shirt, give them your coat. Let it go. If somebody makes you walk a mile, walk two. Let it go. Pray for those who despitefully use you. Let it go. So just this whole passage for me just continue to scream, let it go. We sometimes have the tendency to hold on to the hurts and pains of our past. We continue to allow those who have caused our pains or our hurts to play in our heads. They're allowed to live rent-free in our minds while they move on with their lives and live happily, and we become stuck. We've got to let it go. Don't get me wrong. I do not believe, that we should become sheltered hermits or avoid people. And that's saying something for me, because I like to spend time by myself a lot. But I'm not saying that we withdraw from society, that we withdraw from everything that we're doing to avoid hurt and pain. What I am saying is that we need to trust God and stop making seasonal situations lifetime relationships. But we also have to stop pushing those people who God intends for lifetime relationships out of our lives because they tell us the truth, because they're honest with us, because they love us enough to tell us the truth about who we are and what God is telling them to say to us. So we have to stop making seasonal situations lifetime, and we have to stop making lifetime relationships seasonal. So Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. And that path is not singular, but it's plural. So no matter what the hurt or what the pain or what the situation or circumstance is, God will direct our path if we allow him to. See, he's not just going to come in and bogart and take over. What he is going to do is he's going to stand outside the door and knock gently until we decide to open it and allow him to come in. We have to trust the words of Jeremiah 29:11. If it wasn't the truth, it wouldn't be in the book. So we know that Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for good and not evil, plans to give you a hope and a future. So even when trouble comes, even when there's pain associated with what we are going through, when people hurt you or walk out of your life, God is still there. His word is still true. He is still all-knowing and all-powerful. And he is the best pain/hurt reliever ever. However, we have to do our part by letting it go. You got to let it go. You can't harbor it. You can't hold on to it because you are going to be the only person who ends up hurt if you do. So we've got to let go and trust that God sees and understands all that we are going through. Ephesians 4:31 and 32 says, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ Jesus forgave you. Now, as I read that scripture, I'm like, hold on. So in order for me to get God's forgiveness, and Lord knows I miss it enough that I need him to forgive me regularly, daily, hour by hour. So in order to get that forgiveness, I've got to let bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, slander, I have to put all of that away. Any malice that I feel in my heart, I've got to put all of that away. And I've got to be kind in spite of how I'm feeling, in spite of what, you know, that old man, that flesh wants to do. I have to do what God says. Because if I want him to forgive me, then I have to be tenderhearted and forgiving to everyone else around me. Now, it took a minute for that to sink in for me. Growing up in New York, we are not necessarily the turn the other cheek type people. We are, you get me, I'm going to get you back. So I had to learn to walk in that tenderheartedness. I had to learn to walk with a forgiving spirit because that's not necessarily the natural thing to do. But we're not dealing with the natural. We're dealing with the supernatural because we have the Holy Spirit resting on the inside of us. So, you know, I had to ask, Lord, just being transparent, I need some practical stuff. I need you to help me, you know, with some daily things that I can do to learn how to walk in this forgiveness, to learn how to let these things go. Because I am one to hold on to something and 20 years later be able to bring it back up. So I had to go to God and say, okay, deal with my heart. Deal with my insecurities, my situations and circumstances that have brought me to this point. Teach me how to live a life of forgiveness. Teach me how to let it go even when I am in pain, even when I am hurting. Show me the lesson in the situation. So I'm going to give you some practical, you know, steps, guides, whatever you want to call it, to letting it go. One, forgive yourself. We as Christians tend to blame ourselves when bad things happen. Stop and let it go and let God's grace be sufficient. So we've got to stop beating up on ourselves. See, that's how the devil gets us. He gets us to playing that tape back in our own heads, you know, that tape reel that goes, you know, that you play over and over and over and over again. So you end up not being able to get past it. You end up not being able to forgive yourself for whatever mistake you made or for whatever bad decision you made. And see, once the enemy gets that reel playing, it's very difficult to let it go. So you've got to forgive yourself. Philippians 4:6-7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in all things, through prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And let the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guide your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. See, first we've got to renew our minds and give it back over to God. We've got to say, okay, I've fallen short, I made a mistake, but God forgives me. Because he knew before I made a mistake, that I was going to make lots of them. Because his word tells us all have fallen short and missed the glory of God, all of us. The only perfect person was Jesus Christ himself, and he is now seated at the right hand of God. So if you're looking for that type of perfection, then you are going to disappoint yourself all the time. Not that we don't strive for it, but we must realize that it's unattainable because we are flesh. That doesn't mean we take advantage and say, oh, I'm flesh, I can mess up as much as we want. We still press towards the mark of the high calling. The next thing you have to do is you have to forgive your offender. Matthew 6 and 14 says, for if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Now, again, like I was telling you earlier, I know I need forgiveness. So that means I've got to forgive everyone for everything they've ever done. All those people that have walked out of my life and left me hanging, I had to forgive them. Everyone who abused me physically, mentally, or socially, I had to forgive them. Every evil intention, I had to forgive. We have to forgive because if we don't, then God will not forgive us. Ephesians 4 and 26 and 27 says, be angry and sin not. Do not allow the sun to go down upon your wrath. And give no opportunity to the devil, because the longer you hold on to it, the more room the devil can have to go from a foothold to a stronghold. And then you're in bondage to him. So you've got to forgive. Number three is seek the lesson God has in the situation. We have to be willing to dissect the situation so we can see what it is we were supposed to learn in the process. 1 Peter 5, 6, and 7, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hands of God, so that all proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you. So you go to him, you humble him, you say, Lord, what was I supposed to get from this situation, from this circumstance? So you can get the lesson, because it's important to get the lesson. Because until you get the lesson, you're going to walk around that same tree. You're going to experience those same kinds of hurts, that same type of pain, until you say, oh, so that was the lesson, Lord. That is what I was supposed to get from this situation so that I can move on. But you can't do that unless you're willing to humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. And let it be about his timing and not ours. We have to be willing to allow God to be in control. And for those of you who know me, know that that is a constant every day. I'm turning it over to you, Lord, because Kai likes to be in control. Let's just be honest. I like things done the way I want them done, when I want them done, and how I want them done. Thus my profession as an engineer. Because it gives me the control to design the system the way I want to. But God has shown me time and time again that no matter how much control I think I have, I really have none. So once I can accept that, and that's something I accept daily. That's something I have to wake up every morning and say, Lord, okay, I realize I have no control, but I thank you because you do and because you love me and you care for me. So I know that letting it go into your hands, I am safe. I have a security that I could never give myself. So I have to seek God's plan and his lesson for every situation and circumstances and continue to let it go. Fourth, we have to know and understand and trust God's timing. His timing is perfect. Yeah, we want it now. We want to be in the relationship we want to be in. We want to have the friends we want to have. And we want to do the things we want to do. But we have to trust God. To teach us lessons that we need to learn. His timing is perfect. There is nothing that is better than God's timing for situations and circumstances, even when we don't like them, even when they don't feel good, smell good, taste good. We know that his timing leads us to him perfecting us, him doing a thing in us. So we've got to trust God's timing. And with that, I will close, and I will leave you with Let It Go. Minister Brenda, back to you.
Praise God, praise God, my sister. Let it go. We so thank God for you and for giving us that profound message this morning, which I'm sure we all can say we needed. Well, let's go before the Lord in prayer, because Minister Kai will be calling you back at the end for our benediction. Heavenly Father, we thank you, and we glorify you, Father, for being the awesome God that you are. And all, Lord, we can say is, oh, that we may know you in the power of your resurrection and the fellowship of your suffering. Father, we say forgive us of all our shortcomings. Forgive us, Lord, for not trusting in you with all our hearts, leaning not to our own understanding, in all our ways acknowledging you. Father, forgive us for not saying, Lord, we need you in every given situation. So, Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you wash us with the blood of Jesus and that you restore us, Father, that we would stand in the power of your resurrection. And, Father, we ask that you continue to bless Minister Kai, bless her son, bless everything that's pertaining to them, Father God. Restore unto them the joy of your salvation and let them know, Father, that no weapon formed against them will prosper. And we thank you, Father, hallelujah, for meeting every need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We thank you, Father, for strengthening them and bringing them into a peace that passes all understanding. And we glorify you, Father, for every caller on this call this morning. We ask that you keep them, that you strengthen them, that you bless them, Father. Let this day be a rejoicing day for them, O God, and that they'll be totally satisfied in you, Lord, as they let things go. We thank you, Father, for Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa. We thank you for everything that they do, Lord God. Strengthen them, keep them. Bless them, Father, like never before. And, Lord, we're asking in the name of Jesus that you help the bereaved families. We're especially mentioning, Lord, Jerry and Willa, Lord God, whose aunt passed on to be and went on home to be with you, Father. We ask that you keep them in perfect peace. Comfort them, Father, them and their families like never before. We know, Lord God, that you're doing a work in Leroy, Father, and we thank you, Father, that he is healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ. And as you healing his body, Father, from the top of his head to the soles of his feet, we thank you, Father, for blessing Godmother Dorothy Cook and strengthening her through this time, O God, and blessing her in every area of her life. Father God, we thank you, Father, for the artist family and for the artist immediate family, the Diaz de Leon. We ask that you keep them and strengthen them. Lord God, bless them in a mighty way. And Father God, we ask in the name of Jesus that the words of our mouths, the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, because truly you are our strength and our redeemer. Well, TMC family, we know that you want to hear this playback again, and that number is 712-432-1085. That's 712-432-1085. The PIN is 957-677#. And don't forget that we have the morning motivational call, the new morning motivational call coming up, 530-881-1300. The PIN is 539-598#. And also use that number at 12 noon Central and 7 p.m. Central for the Millionaire's Call. We thank everyone for being here today, and we ask God to continue to bless you. Thank you, Minister Ada, for such a warm welcoming of the people this morning and that powerful prayer. And we thank you, Minister Kai, for giving us that word, let it go. So would you please come back and close us out with a benediction?
Yes, ma'am. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the message that came forth. Lord, we ask that you continue to help us each and every day to let it go, to let it rest in your hand, to allow your peace, which passes all understanding, to rest, rule, and abide in our lives and to guard our hearts and minds. Lord, we thank you and we give you the praise. And as we leave this call, but never your presence, Lord, we just want to walk according to your perfect plans for our lives. Lord, because we know that you have planned our lives from day one to the last, and we thank you for loving and caring for us enough to do so. Lord, it's in the matchless name of your Son, Jesus Christ, that we seal this in the blood of the Lamb, and we say amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have a great day and be ministers in the marketplace. Bye-bye.